Where are the okay.
I don't know, something like I said, wait, you know. It's a busy time for weddings. Anyway, okay. So we have another sheet today. The Shabbat says Hashem, we read Parshas Bahaloscha, which a lot of interesting narrative sections in the Parsha. Towards the end of the Parsha, we have the episode where the Bnei Yisrael complained that they were dissatisfied with the choices that were available on the menu in the Midbar. They didn't like the mon, and they complained, and finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, well, he's going to send a flock, or a swarm of birds, slav, they'll all participate, they'll be able to eat these birds, but those who sinned and complained will die, you know, right away, will be punished, and so on. So the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, the first source, it says, people all night, all day, they were gathering, they gathered many, many of these birds, even the guy who took the least took 10 chamarim, a certain amount, and they piled them up and so on. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, that's the key Pasuk where it says, the meat was still in their mouth, they were still eating. Terem Yikares. And the people who deserve to be punished began to die. The meat was still with the meat of these birds.
Worse, still,
right, but here Basar Dov refers to meat. Yeah,
they have livestock with
them? It's a question what exactly they were after here. But in any event, that's a different story. And then that's the place in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. That place is called Kibros HaTava. Okay, so that had this terrible story. So the Gemara Chulin, Daf Kuf Hamad Aleph, the second source says, Guv Amar Chista, Ochol Basar, Asul Echol Grina. Eat meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese. Right? Now, we're familiar, of course, with the basics of the laws of Basar Chol. We have to suspend for a moment what we know in terms of our present practice. But the Torah really seems to be only eating meat and dairy together. And at that, really, according to the Torah, it has to be only if it's cooked together. But it never says in the Torah that after eating meat, you have to wait X number of minutes, hours, whatever, before eating dairy. But here, Rav Chista says, Ochol basar, asar lechol grina. Rashi explained in the third source, people ask, asar lechol grina, mishum debasar motzi shuman, who nidbach bepeh umarach betamo. Because meat has, you know, fat and I guess grease associated with it, and it gets stuck in, you know, the roof of your mouth and so on, and the flavor lingers for a long time. After you've had a good steak, right, the flavor lingers in your mouth for a while. So after that, you can't eat cheese. However, it continues the Gemara back in 2. Grina mutar lechol basar. But if you eat cheese first, you have dairy first, then you can have meat afterwards. Okay. What's the story if it's not right after? It's a while after, but you have pieces of meat still stuck in your teeth. The nature of certain meats, again, steak and good meat, you know, there's a lot of times it gets stuck in your mouth, and it's there for a while. You finish eating ready, but the pieces of meat are still stuck in your teeth. The question is that still called meat? After all, at some point, I'm not a dentist, but after some point, it becomes called plaque, right? Whatever gook is in between your teeth, you know, it's not, they can't really call it meat anymore after a certain point. So what is it called meat? So Kari Aleh, they quote this pasuk. Well, one second. Habasar Adeni Ben Shineim. In our parsha, the pasuk there, in Berakit Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, said Habasar Adeni Ben Shineim. The meat was still between their teeth. So that indicates that, in fact, as the Gemara, look at Rashi in 3, Basar Ben Shineim, Mi Chashir Basar, Shalachu Gino Imachi Etlenu. Is that considered meat, you know, to such you can't have dairy now, you know, until you get rid of it? So they say, yeah, abosar deno, I'm a mikra basar. Apparently it's called basar. The Torah says the meat was still in their mouth. Okay, so it is still considered to be meat. Continues the Gemara, famous statement of Ma'ukba, Amar Ma'ukba. Anola hol milsa, chala bar chamer legabe abba. I am in the following regard, like chala's vinegar. Vinegar, the son of wine, as wine is a much finer product than vinegar. I'm like vinegar. Me to my father is like vinegar. What is it in the SAT's analogies, right? Me to my father is like vinegar to wine, meaning my father is greater, is a more pious person than I. In the following matter, the ilu abu, okay, as Rashi says, l'davar zan he garua me'avi kichometz ben yayin. I'm less pious than my father. Like vinegar is worth less than wine. The ilu abu ki avi achol bishra idna lo avi achol gvina adla machar ad hashta. My father's practice was when he had meat. You know how long he waited? 24 hours. Till the next day. My father had meat today. Lo achol gvina adla machar. He would not eat dairy the next day ad hashta till the same time tomorrow. Meis Leis, we call that. That's from one moment to 21. That's how long he waited. Milano, but I'm not as pious as my father. I won't eat it consecutively. I won't eat dairy right after eating the same meal. But afterwards, after the next meal, I will eat it. That's what he says in the Gemara.
You talked about this before. Next meal, according to when most.
So let's see. So Tosas said, Tosas right away deals that. Tosas. On Kuf Hei, Rav Rashi used the term Eislais, Melacha Kasher, that was his father. But I'm not so religious like my father. Next meal I'll eat it. So Rashi, Tosin says right away, and L'sudos HaChlis HaChelma, that's again, Chul and Kuf Hei Menalab, Lav L'sudos HaShurigin L'asos Achas Shachas Achas Arvid. Tosin, don't think what he meant was, you know, like a meal once in the morning and once in the evening. The days of the Gemara had two meals a day. You know, we're fancy Americans, we have three meals a day, but what they call it, the European plan, I think, or the continental plan, as long as they have two meals a day, right? Days of the Gemara, they had a late, like a brunch, late morning, noontime brunch, and then they had supper, right? So he said, don't think that's what he meant. Labisudos, shuyilazos, achas shachris in the morning, achas arvis in the evening. Ela afil alter. Rabbi meant as long as it was another meal, he'd be right away. It didn't have to be. He didn't mean a meal 6 hours, 10 hours, whatever, 8 hours, 5 hours later. He means even out there, provided, as you said, im silika shulchan. It means he cleared the table, the meal was over. Uberach, he benched. Then mutter, right away, it's mutter. Lo pluk abana made no chilek. And that's a chul and kuf hamad aleph. An earlier tosas on kuf dalam abeis, the previous amud, diramasu ofu gvina. Says the following to us, five, surprising, the people have not studied this. Rabbi Natan Mefarish, the Chain, Halachas Kedolos, the Achol Basar, that which we say, that if you ate meat, you can't eat cheese, cheese meaning dairy, okay? Hainu below Natila, in this case, yeah, we're quoting for now. Okay, he says, Hainu below Natila Vekinoch, that means without washing your hands and cleaning out your mouth. That's when you can't eat it. If you wash your hands of any residue and you clean out your mouth and so on, shori, then it's mutter. And achal gvina mutter achal basa, I belong to the kinoach. And the other way, cheese first, then meat, even out.
Because they didn't have floss.
Right.
So when they say cleaning out, it's okay.
It's good enough.
It's still low enough.
Right.
Yes.
So according to this, Rabbeinu Tam, this is not nobody, this is Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag. Right, or both, you know how long you have to wait between meat and milk and flesh, and milk is 0 hours, as long as you clean out your mouth. And he says, yeah, end the meal, clean out, you've got to make some demonstration to hold me there. But he says, oh, Mar Ukba, to lo achala to do achrisa, that which Mar Ukba said, I wait till the next meal, he says, he's clarifying, even that, Mar Ukba said, we wait till the next meal, benches, that's Haina Balona, that's if you didn't clean out your mouth. But if you did, apparently you could even eat at the same meal. Okay? Inami or my ukmus machmal aswalim. So according to the Tam, according to the Bahag, you don't have to wait any time between fleshes and milkers. Either you have to finish the meal, or even if you didn't finish that meal, still have some on the table. As long as you rinse out your mouth, you clean it out, and you wash your hands and so on. The Balamor, they're chulin lamed zayin on alvin the pages of the rib. So it's sick. Says the same thing. Okay, the law of chista achol basa also lechol vina abafikor afikorin. That's the language more not afikomen but afikorin, like the word hefker. It was loosely they're all together. Klomar below natil sedayim below kinoch hapeh. Avo ben natil sedayim kinoch hapeh hakol mutter. Okay, that's what he says as well. He quotes the Rif, disagrees with the Rif. B'chein pasva halachas rishonos. Okay, and he said that which the Rif said. We'll see in a moment. Alone achol the Rif is wrong. So according to these rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, the Bahag, the Balamor, as long as you clean out your mouth and rinse your hand, clean up, you know, there's no residue, you can eat right away. The Rif doesn't learn the Gemara that way. The Rif there in source 7, Chulin Lama Zaman Beis, and the page of the Rif says, Amaruka, Hanaba, Omel, Sekot, Ol Gemara. And he says, second line, Vishamina Mehai, Meha, the Haider Chisa Acho Basa Huvina, the Lo Shari Lamecha Huvina Basa Basa, Ela Adeshahi Lai Shir, my Ditzarach Lissuda Sachrisi. He says, the Rif learns what Marokba means, you have to wait the amount of time that's normal to wait from one meal to another. That's what he means. Not like Tosus says, not like when Tom, the Bahag, the Balamar. He said, right, you have to wait towards a regular meal. Okay, because nobody said you can wait less than that. Okay, even Marokba, you know, he considered himself less than the father, right? In other words, so that seems to be the minimum. Now, notice that the Rif does not give you an exact time on a clock. He just says, it would be one meal to the next. Same thing, the rush, yeah.
What's his, if the reason is,
yeah,
we're going back, the Torah doesn't say you can't eat one after the other because you can't eat it together.
Right.
So far the logic seems to be saying that even if you so-called finish eating it, that's still in your mouth, it is like it's together.
Right, but the Rif is saying further.
So
the Rif is saying,
mouth out,
yeah.
So
but the Rif said,
your mouth out, why shouldn't the
because,
be?
Again, apparently he holds that what Mar-Ukba meant when he said from meal to, that Midrabanan, at least Midrabanan, right? As a stringency, we'll get back to this.
Okay, so at this point, it's Durabanan. It's not
for sure. The Rosh also, in Chulin, Parakat, Simon, Hay, 8, the Rosh also quotes this Gemara, and he says, quotes all things, there's a meat between the teeth, it's still called meat, and he quotes Mar-Ukba, okay? And he says, let's look at the end. He says, what does it mean? He said, the hainu mizman tzudas haboker ad zman tzudas ha'erev. It's the time between the morning meal and the evening meal. Upachos mishir zeh, less than that time, ein lecho gvina achabasar. No, you shouldn't do it. The Ritva says the same thing. Okay, he quotes, Nivamasra ha'odam ha'chizna, it's chul and kuf ha'emad al. He quotes, pishir and yachar zman ha'tam. But the whole discussion, only if you don't wash your hands and if your mouth out and so on, but otherwise it's okay. Okay, but he says, and that's how he learns it, but in the fourth line he says, I don't think the interpretation of Tosa Ben Adam is correct. I don't think that's correct, he says. The actually came to the dime. The came by the Asim of Yochik puts various proofs and so on. He thinks something war, and he says, what's correct is that a Gonim and others say, the Pusho. Achol basar asar lechol gvina ba'osa suda. Afal pisha kinech pivin etanot the other. Even if you did clean out your mouth, that you still have to wait. How long have to wait? Again, until the next meal. And the Ram as well. The Ram, the Doas, Omar, Milsi. See, again, you know, it's a funny Gemara, really, because the Gemara says, Ma'upa made a comment. He didn't say a rule. He said, my father was very firm. He waited, you know, 24 hours. And I do less. You know, so the Ram says the mere fact that the Rif quoted this altogether. Why do the Rif doesn't quote stories in the Gemara? Rif quotes halacha. Evidently, he learned that Mar-Ukba was telling us halacha. There wasn't. You could learn this whole thing was on Midas Chassidus. You know, that father was such a pious person, and I'm not quite as pious, but I'm still doing more than is required. But the Rif wouldn't have quoted. The Rif quotes. He's saying lo mipnei Midas Chassidus bavada elsegin amishur sadin. That's the din. And that's how he learns it. And the Rif said, again, it's an amount of time. But none of these Rishonim we saw so far gave an amount of time on a clock. They just say from one meal to the next. It was somewhat, leaving it somewhat subjective. The Rambam, however, yeah.
They're judging on all these things and making these, why wouldn't they be more
specific? Right, so it's an interesting question. I don't know the Rambam was. The Rambam is...
What is
again, it's a harchok. We're going to come back. We'll see later. They speak about digesting. People remove from the system. And it's completely.
It's not just out of your mouth.
Right. Right. But it's certainly, as we'll see. Well, let's see. We'll come to it. Absolutely. For sure, it's not for Torah. For sure, it's not for Torah. The Rambam.
Because the combination without being cooked. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. Plus, this is on top of that.
You're right. We may come back to one. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at 11. The Rambam. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tes, Halacha Chavches. Mi Shachol Basa B'tchila, if someone ate meat first, Vein B'sar Behemah Vein B'sar Ov. There's no difference here, it's not our topic tonight. There's no difference here between animal meat, bird meat, that's not what I'm interested in now.
Okay.
Right. Lo Yochol Achrov Cholov, he doesn't say Gvin, he says Cholov, he says milk. Okay. Ad Shia B'nein K'day Shir Suda Cheres. He's told like the Rif, and then the Rosh, and the Ritva, and the Ran, all those other sources. But he adds, Vehu Kemoshe Shals. He says around 6 hours, like 6 hours. Why? He said, because there is meat which is tough to get. Even if you rinse your mouth out, you can't get it out. Evidently, the Rambam learns, goes back to your point, Monty, that for that amount of time, pardon me, still called meat. After a certain amount of time, even meat in your teeth, it's not meat anymore. It's gook, it's plaque, I think is a technical dental term for stuff that gets, you know, absorbed in the teeth. After a certain point, it's not meat anymore. So the Rambam says, what is that point? Kimo Shesho. So Radvaz in his commentary in the Rambam 12, he says clearly, okay, quotes Tosus, okay, and he says clearly the Rambam disagrees. Okay, the Rashi Kosev and Hu Nachon, the Tosus is Mekel, and he says really because he thinks the Rambam is right because you know otherwise Mar-Ukba as opposed to his father was literally from one extreme to the other. The Rabbis finds it hard to believe. My father was so pious, he waited 24 hours. I weighed zero. You know that's like you know So that's why he said the Rambam is more mistaber. He 24 hours, 6 hours, you know, something. To say he goes completely the other extreme, I mean, it's possible, but it's less likely.
Nowadays, the Rambam might say...
Right, might say it's different. We don't know.
Right.
We'll see. But because he was flawed and everything. Now, the Rambam, it's interesting. A lot of people make a production about the Diak and the Rambam. He didn't say exactly 6 hours, don't remember before. You look at the words in the end, last words in the first line of 11. Kamo Sheshos. Kamo. And therefore, there are those, we have this practice till today, who wait 5 hours, into the 6 hour, 5 hour and a minute, okay, or at least 5 hours and roll over that, 5 and a half, or 5:31, right? Now, these are not nonsensical opinions. These are legitimate opinions, okay? I read somewhere that when Aaron Cutler, Zichrono Livracha, founded the yeshiva in Lakewood, I don't know if the pastor today, when he founded the yeshiva in Lakewood, I think the minute there in Lakewood was to wait 5 and a half hours. Well, maybe even into the 6 hour, because that was the minute that he had. Byron Cutler came from a city called Kletsk in Europe, and that was the minute in Kletsk. They waited into the 6 hour, or maybe it was 5 and a half. I don't remember. Not full 6 hours, though, and that's what Byron instituted in Lakewood Yeshiva. I don't know if that's still the case today, certainly that's based upon this. Now, the other, yeah.
No, there's any question of cheese, because the cheese will get stuck in your teeth, too, but the milk will go right down.
Right, right. So the essential thing is hard cheeses, which I don't go to now.
Right.
I don't go to that now. But, okay, now.
The hint of the 6 is 5 hours and 1 minute.
Right, exactly. That's what some people do. Because the Rambam says, Kamo, Sheshos. Now, others say, wait a minute, you can't make that Diak in the Rambam. I should have printed, I forgot. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, of all places, the Rambam is talking about how long the Chanukah candle is supposed to learn, be lit. He has an expression, Kamo Chatzi Shah. Kamo. I don't think anybody there says, well, as long as you get 15 minutes, you know, most of the half hour is good, you know. What does Kamo mean? Well, right, what does Kamo mean? Kamo, they didn't have precise watches like we have today, atomic watches and, you know the press the button, you can see the clock. It means, 6 hours, that's what he meant. However, the fact of the matter is, that's why someone say you can't make a Diak, but other Rishon have the same expression, the Rashba and the Taurus Abayas, that's his work on
Halacha.
Right, we'll get to that. Okay, again, after those days with two meals. We're not, okay. What?
4 hours and 1 minute.
Into the six. You've hit the 6 hours. Kamo, Sheikh, once you've gone into the 6 hours. That's how they learn it. But I don't think it means that. I don't think it means, but you're right. So it's hard to me. I think it's hard to die in the Rambam. Look at the Rashba. Taurus HaBayis, Bayis HaKotzer, with the shorter version, Bayis, Gimel Shar, Dalad, Payam Bayis, Ochel, Basar, Bayim, etc., etc. He says, Ubasa Shobena Shinaim Bosar Gomahu Shama Bosak to our Posak, Kater Osa Mamti Yosas Kishe Shows. Oh, but other Rishonim, for example, the Meiri in two places, 14 and 15. The Meiri is in his commentary there in Chul and Kuf Ham and Aleph. Okay, look at the Meiri writes. He says the whole thing. Look at the last line of 14. He quotes the ones of Who She Shows Okarov Lazer. 6 hours or close to 6 hours. But in another work, the Meiri wrote a work called Mogen Avos. Interesting the background very quickly. The Meiri lived in Provence. And after the later 1200s, the Ramban in the mid-1200s had a famous vikuach, the famous debate that he had against an apostate Jew, who claimed that, Jesus was the Messiah and so on. He had a forced debate in the presence of the King and Queen of Aragon, King James of Aragon, and so on, and we have the record. Ramban kept his notes. You can buy it in the Ramban's collected works, and so on. It was a whole debate between him and his fellow named Pablo Cristiano, a compositor Jew, and Ramban clearly won the debate to the point that the King of Aragon gave him certain gold ducats or whatever it is. But as a result, he had to leave the country. And he went to Eretz Yisrael. So Talmidim left Spain, and many of them came to Provence, where they found there were different minhagim. So the Talmidim and the Ramban, I'm pretty sure this is how things played out, they asked kashas about the minhagim in Provence. So the Meiri wrote a work called Mogen Avos, defending the Avos, defending our. He explained what the shita is here in Provence. These are minhagim, not mistakes. And I think they're 24 in Yonim, and they're very typical in Yonim that we'd have today. If you came to another shul, they stand for this. It's the typical kinds of things that people do. So anyway, he says, "Od nosu v'nosnu itanu, b'masha heim noagim lechol gvina achav anach anu machmir ad shisha sheishos o chamesh." Okay, there were people who ate earlier. We wait 6 hours or five. He says, oh, chamesh. So he mentions five, and he defends that practice. Okay, so the fact is that, so these Rishonim, at least mention the possibility of being kishay shows. However, others, again, Orchis Chaim, Hilchus Yomachos, Osayin Gimel, V'achar 16, V'achar Shum Bosar, Afil V'achar Of, L'Orchis Gino Chalov, Ad Sheyisha B'nem Shir Sud Achas, Hu Kimo Shir Sheysha Shows, also says Kimo, roughly 6 hours and so on, so not so precise about it. Now he, by way of course, brings in, he says, well, you asked before, Rabbi Yonah, so look at the last line, Zal, oh, sorry, so before that. He says, but if you still do feel meat between your teeth after 6 hours, most of the time after 6 hours is done. But he says, if you do feel it, you shouldn't eat milk eggs. If you still feel it, even after 6 hours. Rabbeinu Yonah's son, he disagrees. He says, it's considered to be broken down, digested. It's already not meat.
So,
right, it's halacha, it doesn't exist. It's halacha. The chayner das rashbos also. But the halacha is not meat. It's, I don't know whether it's black or whatever it is.
Don't eat it.
Gook, right, it's gook. The Koba also has that same kufav. Okay, he basically says the same. He quotes him in the owner's son. All right. Anyway, he mentions an interesting point on the third line of 17. Shavuos, right? This question comes on Shavuos. People like milk eggs on Shavuos, but it's mostly flashes as well because it's Yom Tov and so on. So they have a long time and they eat later. And at 1 6 hours, he says something about Mako on Shavuos. He not wait to see the full amount of time. It's interesting. He doesn't like that practice. Between flashing and milk, they have a flashing lunch and a milking afterward. Because according to some poskim, the idea of having milking on Shavuos is milking in addition to flashing, not instead of flashing. Okay, I don't want to cause a chomp on anybody. That's what I do. But anyway. All right. Now, there is another shita, which is a number of Sarm called Issa V'Hetter. This is one of them. Issa V'Hetter, this is Miyuchas or B'nai Yeruchim. Okay? Because we know, so far we've seen 0 hours. Now, the Tosas, so they don't have to wait at all as long as you're inside your mouth, right? Ben Atam and Bahag and Malamar. And we saw a group of Rishonim who said it's been Suda Suda, which didn't give us any official time. The Rambam said Kemo Sheshos and a couple of others all said around, roughly. Maybe said five or six, around five, you know. And now we find an opinion, which is, as far as I know, the earliest source, because we know that the Jews of German background, Yekas, wait 3 hours. The earliest source that I know of is here in Issa V'Hetter and Simon Lametes, Achol Basar, etc., etc. And he says, again, because the concern all starts with this Basar Bein Shinayim and our Sedra. And the second line, Shabasar Bein Shinayim, Kari Basar, Abasar, Mishanayim, who Gimel shows. So he mentions 3 hours. He says, look, Kirashi, I don't know what Kirashi means. He says, Gimel shows. Okay? The problem is, the problem. He said around five. He's in
India. They were Yekis. They were in Provence. So why? Yekis,
that's quite in Germany. Again, there were many Provence. It was not Germany. It was kind of, they had their own minhag. I know, but they were in between Ashkenaz and Sardin. There are many minhag. It was kind of like not either. But anyway, I don't know. The problem, even with this 3 hour Shita, is Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who is, notice that 18 it says, Issa V'Hetter Miyuchas, means it's attributed to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The problem is we have another work that we know from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, 19, that's favorite called Todos al Rechava. So Nesiv Tezvav Os Chavches, there, that is by Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and he mentioned 6 hours. L'chol HaPochah, second line, Shei Shos. So it's hard to say that he was the one who wrote that other work in the previous source, Issa V'Hetter Simon Lametes, where it says 3 hours. So that's questionable now, whether 3 hours is correct, was a mistake in the Girsa, or was it not Rabbeinu Yeruchim, somebody else says it, okay? Finally, there's another sefer called Sefer Issa V'Hetter Aruch Shar Mem Oz Dalad. Look at this one, 20. V'nagul olam lahamtin shah achas. 1 hour, michavta out of 24. It says 1 out of 24, meaning the 60-minute hour, as opposed to what we call shows manios, like we have with Zman Kriyashman. Okay. So, right, clock hours, 60-minute hours, 24, that's what he's saying. 24 hours, not the shows manios. Right, not the shows manios. So there you have another sheet. So that, folks, is a survey of the Rishonim on the subject. Okay. If you look in the Maharil also, by the way, that's also a German argument. The Maharil, Hilchos Yehet Mishari Dur, Oschest, Kol Dina Bas Rucholam, he says, Chassidim Harishonim, the pious people, then and now, Va'idna Mamtinin Vov Shos, the Mariel writes. V'aminug Lahamtin Shah Achas. The minig is to wait 1 hour. So now we have quite a number of different shittas. Okay? So we'll see. Very good. We have a very good question. So the Torah doesn't waste any time. The Torah in Siman Pei Tes, Yerodea writes, Ocho Boso, Lo Shlom Behem Achayv, Op, Ocho Gmin Achorov, Ashi Yishik, Kishir, Mizman, Tzu, Tzabok, Hatzur, Roshahu, Vob Shoals. None of this Kivob Shoals, Kamo, roughly around, straight out, 6 hours. Okay? And then he writes, Vafilim Shah, Kishir, Yesh, Boso, Vinashayim, Tzok, Vazero. But if you still have meat, you got to get rid of it out of your mouth too. Okay? And within 6 hours, you don't have anything in your mouth. You still have to wait because of the flavor and so on. Even if there's no actual meat in your mouth. That, he mentioned something else. For example, let's say you don't actually eat the meat. It's called lo es latino. You chew it up for a kid. You know, sometimes you bite a few pieces off. So it may get in the teeth. None of the flavor comes in because you didn't swallow, right? So that's a distinction. Perhaps a difference in Rashi and Rambam, not for right now. But anyway, that's a tour of 6 hours. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, 23. Yoredeisim pei tesif alav. Ochal bosa says mechaber afilu shenchayvom. Lochem in arachav. Ad yishes sheish shows. Mechaber also says 6 hours, period. And then also again, to get rid of it, there's still meat between your teeth. Hagor, the Ramah. Okay? The motza achar kach bosa mishayim. And if you take it out, you have to wash it out and so on. But now more important verse on the third line. B'yesh omrim de'ein tzrich lahamtin shei shows. There are some who say nothing doing. You don't need any 6 hours. Rak miyad, right away. That was the toast that we started in a time. Im silek uberech brechus amazon, mutu ade kinoch ladocha. If you clear the table, your bench, as long as you wash your mouth out and you wash your hands and so on, mutter. Now, that's what some say. The minig ha-poshut on the fourth line. The widespread minig around here, and if we... The fourth line, well, he's in Krakow, right? Ashkenazim. Okay. The minig ha-poshut, I would expect him to say 6 hours, but that's what he said. Ha minig ha-poshut is elez rabor. Lachamtin achar chilis boso shah achas. Guess what? The Ramah writes the widespread minig is 1 hour. Okay? The ochal achar kachmin, have cheese right away. Again, he mentions you have to make brichas amazon. So fine. Okay? Now, at the end, we'll skip a little bit. He says at the end, the yesh medaktikim, there are those who are medaktikim, lahantim sheish shos achar chilis basavina, v'chein nochon lasos. Ramah says he thinks that there are people who are careful to wait 6 hours, like the Mechaber said, and that's proper. But he quotes that nonetheless, the minig is 1 hour. Now, the question, what was the source of 1 hour? So we saw someone said it, but where did it come from? So now, as far as the 6 hours is concerned, we're looking at Bir HaGra, Shem Pei Tessit, Sikot and Beis. He says, because Suda Shachar, he quotes Gemara, Suda Shachar, Tamar Chochum, B'Shoah Shishas, the lunch, the brunch was around noontime, and the dinner was at night, so that takes 6 hours, okay? But what? They only had the two meals. They only had the two meals. So that was it. Now, as far as the 1 hour is concerned, it's caught involved. The Gwar writes, Benuya al Dibre ha Zohar, Parshas Mishpatan. There's a Zohar someplace that it seems to imply, Mandach al Michel Chada, Obishaita Chada, in 1 hour. So the Gwar thinks that there's a, I think some of the Vilna Gaon is great, but he finds a Zohar that seems to say 1 hour, and that seems in Mokka for the 1 hour. The Taz has a different point. The Taz of Cotton Bay is 25. Says, you want to know where the 1 hour came from? Basically, because nobody seemed to say 1 hour. Okay, the Gaon has his Zohar. But the Taz writes, Zeloshon Maharai, that's the Shum Zadeshon, is that Rabim Osim Shara Midait, and it's a compromise, basically. That really, these Ashkenazim follow, which makes sense. The Rabbi Natan, the Balamor, the Ashkenazic Rishonim, who say you really don't have to wait at all, but they didn't want, you know, all you got to do is end the meal, but they didn't want. So what do you do? 1 hour, that's the minimum. Something. Right? A pshara to do something. Okay? Is it what?
I don't know that Zohar refers from Revelation to
Milkis. No, that was what Zohar was talking about there. That's what
we wait from Milkis to place.
But the case apparently the case was not that. That's the Vilna Gaon. So the case was talking about Fleishik to Milkis. That's what he says is a marker. The Taz doesn't say that. Taz quotes it differently. Taz basically says that it's a sort of a compromise, so to speak,
really
to do something. It's really the deal. We wanted to do something, so you wait an hour. Okay? And he says, you know, the those who were more careful or whatever wanted to be, they didn't want to be makel against the Rif and the Rambam who said 6 hours, and you know, so okay. But he says he thinks now that in Ef Shalim Chos Biabnei Adam Sheena Bnei Torah. So the people not Bnei Torah, they want to rely on this 1 hour. Okay, I have 3 lines on the bottom. I have Bnei Torah. Roy Limchos Liga Rem Shalim Akilu Pachus Mishay Shos. Okay, the Bnei Torah should wait to 6 hours. Okay,
to six.
Yeah, he was three. He didn't talk about that at all. The next group of Achronim I printed here, 26, 27, 28, the Prichodos, the Arafayim, the Placey, also the Gilim Hashem, many of them, they say where the three comes from as follows. First of all, the 1 hour, also, the Prichodos and Sukkot and Vav also quote this Zohar that the that he's talking about. I mean, you're right, you could learn the way you're learning the Zohar, but that's, I don't know, I'm just saying, the Prichodos are really going, it's a good company, they don't learn it like that. He says, the Kalmud, the Vesha Achas, Avshach, Vesuz, Abbasud Achas, either another meal or you'd wait. If it's the same meal, then all day you shouldn't do it. Anyway, he quotes all that, okay? But then he mentions this, where does the 3 hours come from? Look at the third line of the explanation. For example, now here we have to imagine what life was like back then. You know, today, I mean, here we're sitting here now, you know, it's almost 11 at night, and we're sitting because there's lights, right? We have the lights. In the nighttime, you can do examples of light because you have electricity. In the days before electricity, okay, basically, when night came, you went to bed. That was it. There was nothing else to do. Okay, you came, game over. That was the end of the day. So says the Prichodosh, and the Yadafrayim quotes it in the Sikhar, on this Sifal of Peites, of course they were Garamela, and the Yonas and Abishit in the place here. Many quote the same idea. Well, in the wintertime, okay, so there would be less time, less than 6 hours between a late morning brunch and dinner. Because it gets dark at 4 o'clock. So they ate dinner earlier, so it wasn't a full 6 hours. Now, did it ever go all the way down to 3? I don't know. It depends. If you're far north, maybe it did. Now, that, of course, challenges. That's what the administration points out. What do you mean? If it's based on digestive systems, so that's not a function of clock. But nonetheless, that may well be where the... Right, I don't know about that either, right? But that may well be where it came from. Okay? He mentions 4.
The three.
Right. He says maybe I'll come with Dallas Charles Bakir.
Okay. In England, the difference
maybe right with less time. Certain
hours.
Times a year. Okay. The Yad Ephraim quotes it also. Okay, he calls it Revia Hayom, was a quarter of the day. Okay. So the Kayet in the summertime you'd have to wait longer, in the wintertime you'd have to wait shorter, you know. And he said that's not the practice. Anyway, the place he discusses digestion. He mentions the following question. When it says digestion, it means the beginning of the digestion or the end of the digestion. You know, so he talks about all of this. But anyway, at the end of the day, the Shach quotes the Marshal. Look at 29. The Shach quotes the Marshal. Ken quotes the Marshal. The Chain Rory Lassos L'chol Mi She'esh Po Reach Torah. Anybody who's got even a smell of Torah, should be waiting 6 hours. That's the Shach, you know. And that's a more widespread practice, and less your minig is not that way. Nochah Shulchan also writes in Peites of Zion, Yesh Medaknam, Shishay Shos, and so on. And Vichain Haminig Pasha, Bechol Tutsis as well, Lamtin Shay Shos. As far as he knew, lived in the Vardok. That's the widespread minig, Bechol Tutsis as well, says Nochah Shulchan. And Nochah Shulchan, by the usual, was always the one who was defending Midhagim. He said, the minig is 6 hours. Vichalil Lashanos Bezechas, Shom, someone should change that. And that's Poritz Geder, you know, and so on. However, he does say, nearly, the Adam Sheno Bari, someone has a health concern, and the doctor said he's got to drink dairy, whatever, then you can rely on the other opinions, or the Chain Naro, you know, kids, and so on, so you can be lenient about it. I just want to point out the Kloisenberger Rav, in the Chuvah Divrei Yatziv, 31, okay, in the Lakutim HaShemoto section, in the Samach Tes, it says, Bizman Hamtana Ben Achilas Pozachal, look where it's written, Woodburn, New York, okay. Woodburn, I guess, you know, during the summer, they had the bungalow up there, whatever. Woodburn, New York. Woodburn, New York. He was asked this question, okay? That the Minigan Sons, close with Sons, Sons close the word. Huh? That's in Eretz Yisrael, they're in Netanya, yeah, but in here, they're in Union City, not far from here, right? They're close, Sons close the word, it's Union City. In the summer, they must have gone up to the mountains. So anyway, so he says, but Sons, Minigan, Lahamtin, Rock, Hey, Shows. He said, nonetheless, the Minigan Sons was Taka 5 hours. And he says you can be maker if you have to. So anyway, there are these different sheets. But I don't want to come to what I entitled, because all this was the first part of this year. Second part of this year is, what happens, like I entitled this year, waiting between meeting there when in doubt about the time. What happens, let's say you wait 6 hours, whatever your minig is. And now, you just don't remember, when did I finish? It comes up sometimes, right? Especially this time of year. We just had shulis a week and a half ago, right? You know, so someone invited you out for cheesecake in the afternoon, and you come over to the house, you can't know when in the world, let's say you have to play lunch. I don't remember when I finished the place. You're always looking at the clock, you know. Sometimes meals drag out. The clock. No, we don't go by the end of the meal. The deflation is when I finish eating meat. So you have dessert, doesn't count. The clock takes over. But who remembers? Now it's 5:30 in the afternoon. I can't believe we were sitting so late, you know. But you know what else that comes up? On a plane. Sometimes you fly to Israel, they fly, so they give you dinner, and you're all discombobulated anyway what time it is, neither day nor night, you know. And all of a sudden they're bringing out the dairy breakfast, you know. I always make a point. I was looking at the watch for that reason. And you know, so sometimes the question, what happens if you get mixed up? So, Lechora, now come back to the point from before. This whole thing is only Darbonon. I mean, the rice, the only problem is eating meat and dairy together. So, Lechora, we should say right off the bat, Seika Darbonon Lekula. And if the guy is legitimately confused, we're not talking about a guy who's trying to play games. He legitimately can't remember. You know, it was another hour, I was finished already, right? So, Seika Darbonon Lekula is a real suffix. This whole thing is only Darbonon anyway. Okay? So, therefore, we should be making them. However, yeah.
One question I
want to ask.
If it's stuck in your teeth,
yeah,
right.
Well, that we said
it's like and you drink it's to get that's even.
So let's say it's not stuck. Let's assume it's not stuck in your teeth, and now you just don't know. Was it 6 hours or was it?
No, I'm asking that question. If it's stuck in your teeth,
well, if it's stuck, we saw a postman say if it's stuck in your teeth, even after 6 hours, you got to get rid of it. And others disagree.
You could run into
the rice if it's actual meat. Right. If you heard like those posting, yes. Yeah. But that's the minority view. I mean, the majority is after 6 hours are considered to be. But okay, Enochanami. But let's assume we're dealing with a drabbanon here. Okay, this whole thing, there's no real meat. And so you had you had chicken soup or whatever, there's no meat stuck in your mouth. But you had lunch and you brushed your teeth. You just can't remember whether it's 6 hours or not. So what do you do? So I would say, shake it up on the cool. However, don't come from Lumbus. There is and that's how the post can bring it up. But there's a fascinating discussion in the Gemara. We'll just give the background. The Lumbus question. You know, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Beitza, 32, Beitza and Aleph. The Mishnah talks about an egg which was born on Yontif. So the egg born on Yontif is Usser because we'll assume right now for Mukta, other reasons more gives. Beginning of Maseches Beitza, that's what's called Maseches Beitza, it's the first case. You're not allowed to eat it. Okay? And the Gemara explains the reason. So the Gemara on Gimel and Beis, there in Beitza, raises the following question. Let's say I have a Beitza Shnoldo B'Shabbos, Beitza Shnoldo Yontif, and so on, fine. Okay? So if it was born during the week, no problem. Right? But if it's born on Shabbos, let's say it's Mukta. Now the question is, what happens if it got mixed up with other eggs? This egg was hatched, you know, on Yontif. Okay, what's on Yontif? And one of the kids wanted to put it in the fridge. Now it's with all the other eggs. I don't know which egg. I can't tell apart the eggs that I had from earlier in the week. So it says the second line of 34, basic Gemara base, is when it's Arba Elav Kulan Asuras. They're all Asur. Okay, they're all Asur. So now. All the eggs. Right. Oh, so one second. So what in the world happened to the rule of Bittul Barov, right? Yeah. It should go by the majority, right? So the Gemara makes this dependent upon whether we're dealing with a Daraisa or a Drabanan, which again is broader than we have time to go into it now. Okay, but, and again, I printed out the Sugya, and the Gemara asked, and at the end of the Gemara asked, what do you mean? The second line, so why do Osir? The Gemara brings up a principle called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Okay? Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin means that this egg, this is not a trafe. The Gemara makes a distinction. It's not a trafe egg. Right now, it's Usher because it was born today. In 6 hours from now, after Abdullah, it's going to be 100% Mutter. Right? Because it's only Usher on Yantav. After Yantav, it's not Mukta anymore. Assuming the problem is Mukta. Whatever the other problems were, it goes away when Yontif is over. Right? The only problem with this egg is it was laid on Shabbos, or laid on Yontif. Now when it's over, so that's called a Dover Sheish Lamatir. It's going to become Mutter automatically. Later on, it'll become Mutter automatically. Okay?
Not the food that's cooked on Shabbos.
No. We have to wait a certain amount of time. Here, the point is that no issue was done here. A chicken laid an egg, and so we have a din. Well, let's call it Mukta. Nothing was done. It's Usher, but it's going to become Mutter later. Okay, I mean, whatever. I will give you an example. I have food, kosher food, so I can't eat some kipper. But after some kipper, I can eat it, right? I mean, that's just by way of comparison. This is going to disappear, right? Not in the item. So now, what's the source? So we have a rule that by Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, look at the last line of 34, call Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, I feel a bit elef lo bato. You ask, why is it bittle? Why did all the other eggs also? The answer is because we don't rely on bittul when it's a davar sheyesh hamatirin. What's the svara? The Rashi explains. The last Rashi of 35. Again, it's beitzing on beitz. I feel level about the afkah of the rice chad betray butter. Your kasha. What do you mean? I mean the rice, even non kosher meat, one and two is enough, right? The chsim achmor rabbanu. He spoke about this in the past. So achmor rabbanu. The rabbanu was strict here. Why? Hoel v'yesh lo matirin la'achar zman, because it's going to become mutter later. So why eat it now, relying on some bitul baro, when later you can eat it without relying on anything? Don't worry about it. La'asha tochan abisa, tochan abahetar. Lo yachan abisa, ayde bitul. Okay? And that's what the Gemara later, and Adam and Av continues, Sugar of Ashi says, it was a case of stuffing yantag, I don't have time to go to the whole sugar now. But at the end of the day, we have this rule that when it's a davar sheyesh hamatirin, we don't rely on bittul. Not only don't rely on bittul, but as the Sheikh Gretzis points out, and others there in Beit HaDavar, I'll do Masor of Ashi on 38, Sheikh Gretzis points out, that we also don't rely on Sveika Darbana Lakula. We're not Makel. All these things, bittul, Sveika Darbana Lakula, those are all things which we rely on when there's no other choice. But here there's another choice. Wait 6 hours, we'll be mutter.
Yes.
So now, exactly, and that's how the Rambam passes. See the Rambam as clearly as always. 39. Perek Tesov Hilchos Machos Al Hayud. V'chein Kol Dover Sheish Matirin. V'afilo Hayisum Adir Even Adir Rabbanon. Kigon Hayisum Muktzav and Olu Biyamtiv Lo Nasu Acham Shir Al Afilo Echad Bekama Alof Meino Bottle. 2,000 won't be bottle. Never mind 60. Sharei Yesh Derech Sheyoseh Bar. There's another way out. There's another better way out. Wait if you have a patient. And that's a Shulchan Paskin. Hilchos Tarovas. You're there from Kufbei, Sivalim, Dosh Matir, etc. You have another way out. So now let's bring this over to our discussion. So here's me on the airplane or whatever, Shavuos afternoon. I'm not sure if I waited 6 hours. Okay, so I said, should we take it up on the cooler? No, wait another hour, then you know the 6 hours have passed. And then you can do whatever you want. Okay, I mean, the guy's not so mixed up. I can't remember, there was been 6 hours or 1 minute. You're not that mixed up. I mean, I'm saying, so wait another hour, right? Until you're sure. Okay, so that's exactly what the Pesachei Teshuvah there in your days in Kufa Beis got involved. This should be a perfect example of a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's going to become mutter. Here's where Lamdus comes in. The Pesachei Teshuvah quotes the Tzlach. The Tzlach is written by Rabbi Cheska, a lady land of Prague.
It's a circular argument. Though.
Why?
Because it's going to become mutter in 6 hours, but maybe what if you hold it?
No, whatever time you hold it. Another hour, the time will be up. Or another hour and a half, whatever. At some point, it's going to end. Whatever your minute is.
Relative to whatever your minute
is. Relative to whatever your minute is, yeah.
But there's no chetzishol isser here. It's only what the action you're going to do is to enter yourself into a maisa.
So some make that chetzishol. Listen carefully. Hold one second. So Pesachei Teshuvah there, you're there, simple base, you've gotten wrote quotes of Tzlach. Rabbi Cheska Levi Prague wrote several sorts. He wrote a work called the Tzlach. Alumnus who studied machines on various mesachtas, many mesachtas, and he also wrote tshuvas called Noda Bihuda, okay, and he also wrote the Dogel Mervava, which is printed on the side of the page. Lived in the early 1700s. So the Tzlach has the following lumnus. I'm going to say it outside, but you can read it inside. It's a kedaya to see. He says in Pesachim Tesma Beis Dimlas Patient Siburin, in Beit Zegimul Dimlas Kolim Zara Be'elef, and Noda Bihuda tshuvas Madura Tinyana Chelik Even Ezer Siman Lamed Ches. He writes as follows. I'll say it outside. Noda Bihuda says. One second. When do we say, basically, Dover Sheesh Matirin is a Chumra, right? We're not going to rely on Sveikin Abba Lakhum. We're not going to rely on Bittul, because Dover Sheesh Matirin is a Chumra. Sveikin Abba Lakhum is very sharp. He said, when is that true? That's true when something like an egg, which is hatched on the other, I can only eat that egg once. I can eat it now, or I can eat it later. So there we'll say, well, wait till later when you don't have to rely on any fancy tricks like Bittul and Sveikin Abba Lakhum. But, and this is what the Pesachei Teshuvah says, but applying this tzlach. But in our case, one second, the guy wants, I can have milchigs now, and I can have milchigs later. It's, you know, so I'm not sure whether my 6 hours or 3 hours, whatever I wait, is up. So we're saying, well, it's a davar sheyesh matirin, wait another hour. No, it's not the same thing as the egg, because I can have milchigs now, and I want milchigs later. It's not davar sheyesh matirin. Right? I want, and there with the egg, I only can eat it once. I can eat it now, I can eat it later. So I eat it later. I'm not limited to having milkies only once. I want a piece of cheesecake now, and a piece of cheesecake later.
Like the particular
it's similar to what you're saying. Yeah. It's similar to what you're saying. Right? That was right now, I want to have milk. I want to have cheesecake later. Well, don't eat it now. You can eat it later. I can eat it later also. I want a piece now. Right? You'll understand it better when you see what he's talking about. In Pesachim, for example, Tesamis, he's talking there about Pesachim, he's talking about chametz. So now chametz is also b'achila, but it's also b'hanos. You're not a smell bread and so on. So he said, he distinguishes the slachtas between isser achila and chametz. You can only eat this piece of bread once, but I could smell it more than once. So it's not a dover shesh material. Same thing he talks about in muktzah and beitzah. He says, there's muktzah. Sometimes muktzah is not allowed to eat something. More often muktzah is moving something. Well, moving, I can move it now, I can move it later. Right? So we only say the chumr of that. And the Ezra case was a funnier case. I mean, he's talking about, we have a din that a woman is pregnant with someone else's baby, you know, the husband dies, whatever happens, so you're supposed to wait, or even she's nursing. It's called Muberes, not the one I'm talking about, Muberes Chavero, and Menekes Chavero, and so on. So the problem is they're going to have intercourse, so it could damage the baby, and the husband won't pierce the kids. I'm not my baby, not because I'm doing it on purpose, but you know. Anyway, so there's a question in the Gemara there that they're not sure if the father was, my father might have been a goy. This doesn't apply to a goy. Without the details now, they haven't, so he says, so you tell the husband, well, don't live with her now. After 24 months, the whole thing's over. Wait, what do you mean? He wants to sleep with her now out of 24 months. That's the same type as
art.
So, what's that?
Why can't it be both?
What people?
It's like you can eat the egg now only once. You
right.
I think you can do more than once. So why can't you?
But that's what he's saying. Whenever you can do the item more than once, we don't call that Dovah Shesha material.
Why not?
Because Dovah Shesha material is you don't do it now and rely on a cooler. Do it later and don't rely on a cooler. But when you, he suggests that that's only limited when, yeah, you could do it once, only once. We'll say, don't do it now, do it later. But you can do it both times, that's not cold over. If this milk is that I want to eat right now, that'll never become, that's not going to become mutter. I want to have a piece of cheesecake now and enjoy milk. That enjoyment is not going to come instead of what I do later. It's not instead of what I did now. It's in addition to it. It's different. Now, not everyone agrees. Your point is well taken. The shock, but anyway, that according to this shock, if you accept it, then our case would not be double Hashem material. That's how the shock disagrees. In Simukuf Bey's, I'm sorry, but he says, Lo yoradati yosof daito, this is 45, Dehar, afilu bo ha'etzer below zman choshvi, it's a double Hashem material anyway. I'm going to keep an egg in a couple of places in the tshuva, Madur Kama Simukuf Zayin, and his comment on the Shulchan Aruch Simukuf Shinches, in Simukuf Zayin. He clearly disagrees with this whole. He says that Dovah Shesha Matir, in any case, even though it can be used once, it can be used more than once. So many people disagree with this talk. But it's an interesting lumdus, okay, because a lot of people do agree with it. The Prima Gaudin, for example, who moved out to 49, he says, in the Psicha to the Hilchos Yontif, Sheni Osir 49, look at the second line. He says, "Vafilu seka machmir midrabanan, b'davar shesh matirin, idafke l'inyan achila, hatiltu v'hanah, efshad the bottom of davar shesh matirin." He says he makes a distinction, achila, which you only do once, as opposed to tiltu and hanah, which you do more than once. So again, the Prima Gaudin, and also in the Mishnah Zavah there, in Yerodeis, in Tzadik Tes, in Tzilkot Yud Beis, he also says it. He says, talk about wood and so on, and using it, so you only use it once, you can burn it up, so it's burnt up, that's it. I'd use it for firewood, so that's it. But it's to use it more than one. Anyway, see, he does accept the chilek. Rav Moshe Feinstein in two different shuvas. Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelek Gimel Simon Ayin Aleph was in the case. Okay, 51. Ben Chutzor Sheisho Beis Mischa Be'eretz Yisrael U'machzik Shom Schir Mishael Lasso Malachti Muta Le'ben Yisrael Shom Lasso Malachti Yom Tosheni. The guy has a factory in Israel. An American has a factory in Israel. And he has Jewish workers in the factory. So then it's Yom Tov's over. Okay, and we keep an extra day. So now these people are working on what them a weekday, but for me, I'm the owner of the car working for me. It's the last day of Pesach. It's Achman Shul Pesach, second day of Shulis, whatever. Okay, so he has many different issues. One thing is, well, it's a Dovah Shesha Matirin because the work's going to be more. So he says, when we tzad Dovah Shesha Matirin, ain't Shachla Achman Sovig Zeh. Shalom Shiyasub Yom Zeh, Laruchub. He says, why let them work? Wait till Motzoi Yontav Chutzar to make them work then. It's a similar question, right? Why should you rely on all these coolers to let these workers work? For me, wait till after the opening shilas. And it's after. That's exactly what he says. Because that's the point. It's two different things. He says, Vashiyasim Yom Zel, or Yuchos Lamacha, then I get the bank. He says, Rak Bebeit Shanoda, Sharak Achila Achas, you only eat it once, or one usage, then you can be Machwa. So it says like this. That's what he says there. And it's similar. A different shuvah, Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Aleph. He says,
He's saying they should work.
From this point, he has a whole long story, but from this point of view, they should be allowed to. They should be allowed to. We make them. Okay, because some of the abundant. The whole thing, the second day of Yom Tov is always abundant. So, but according to, but I was, he basically says
two things. One, you're taking money away from the people if you don't let them work. The other is you're making
that's
money.
A different thing. You have to pay them. I'm not sure. I don't remember talking about that.
Making money for you like I'm
right. I got this. She said, but it's only the abundant, and there's a suffix. She says, fake the abundant. So, but I don't have a him. He says, not a double with him because whatever work was done that day is lost. I hear you, but paying, I'm not sure. Anyway, in the other two, he quotes the Tzlach, and the Behuda agrees over there as well. The only thing is that the Behuda himself admits in 53 that if it's a very short period of time, okay, in other words, then even though the Behuda admits it is a double Heshmatirim, you know, it's. He mentions the tshuva there is in the chelik of Madura Kama chelik of Nun Gimel. There's a woman who came out of the mikvah. She should go right back in. Anyway, even he admits maybe it's a short period of time. Maybe that makes a difference. I don't know. But anyway, Lemaisa, getting back to our question. So there was room to suggest Sheikh Lebanon Lakula, room to suggest maybe it's not Sheikh Lebanon Dosh or Matir, but at least according to the Tzlach that many agree with, no, we go back to Sheikh Lebanon Lakula. There is another interesting possibility of being Machmer in our case. Okay, and that is the following. Remember, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara never concluded anything on the Shaila, right? The Gemara said, Marukba said my father was like this, and I do like that. The Gemara never came actually to a conclusion. How long do you have to wait? All right, the Rishonim argued about it. So the Gemara never concluded. So the Uraim writes, the Relazim is one of the Balei, you know, Balei Tosis, and the Sefer Uraim, and Simon Yud Beis, the old first ratio design, whatever, look at only one line we need. Kabbalah B'Yadeinu, Kol Teiko the Isura, Afilu B'Dabar on the Chumrah. We always assume Sveikta B'Dabar on the Kula. Yeah, that's most of the time. But when the Gemara has, in a matter of an Isser, the Gemara concludes, the Gemara itself leaves it as a question, then we have to be Machra. Teiko, when we're little kids, we learn that Teiko is the Rosh HaTevis, right? It stands for Tishbi, Yitaret, Kushos, V'Abayos. And with Eliyahu Navi will come, he'll answer all the questions. I mean, the Gemara has no answer. Teku. The literal definition of the word is teku is an Aramaic word. It means let it stand. Tekum. Tekum. The question stands. And we'll have the modern Hebrew, when there's a, you know, you listen to a sports report, and there's a tie in the soccer, and they say teku. FSFS teku. Teku. The tie. Okay, it means, you know, I guess when Eliyahu Navi comes, they'll tell you which team won. But anyway, so the Uraim posits a rule, 54. The Kabbalah B'Yadeinu, we have a tradition, I don't know where, but an oral tradition, called Teiku, the Isura, when it's a matter of Israel, the Afilu B'Darbon on the Chumah. There we are, Machmer. So now, getting back to our case, so that's the reason we're Machmer, because the Gemara Taka never resolved it. Hagos Manus also, Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Perek Beis, Alach HaDesign, Oz Alev, Kol Elu Kamu B'Teiku, and we say, Kol Teiku B'Darbon L'Kulo, he says, some say, but the Re'aim and Shar Godem, Nechel Zorim Ezev, Pasu, Kol Teiku, the Isura, Chumah. I feel it's even a Din Darbon like us. Okay, not everyone agrees with that. The Rif, Mark Cotton, Zan and Bays, and one of our Chetzman office, this whole taking them in behind, no, look, cool. No, there's almost say we can make them. The Rif and the Chua also writes like that. Okay, he says, call me the if she did it, can you take her? I bought on the cooler. The bottom of the cooler. So, Bays, so safe in the top Laman Zion, Nicholas Pesach quotes this Machloka. Turn to the back page. So, at least possibly that's the reason to be Machmir in our situation, because maybe it's like a Teiko. And in fact, the Pichodosh in the Klali Sveik Sveika in Yeridayas and Kufiud and Sitei, he says, my debaya be Gemara below Ifshin. He says, but our Gemara never exactly said take. It was just a question, never answered. See, that's called a baya de lo Ifshita. My debaya below Ifshin. He says, that's not even a suffix. Then you have to be machmer about it. That's not even called a suffix. On the other hand, the Yamshel Shlomo in two places, Beitza Perak Aleph Simon Mem Gimel and Borakama Perak Beis Simon Hei, 1661. Now, Shlomo says he's accepted this rule, but only where the Gemara actually said Teiku. Our Gemara didn't say it. He said the Gemara bothers to conclude the question with Teiku, then you can talk about saying you better be Machmir. But it doesn't say that in our Gemara. So I'm not sure that that's a valid. That's how the Chayodim writes, the Binas Adam. He says, if the Rishonim themselves are Mesupik about it, that's, he said, that's called before I get to the Binas Adam, I'm sorry. So that's the Yamshel Shlomo, okay? So it doesn't say Teiku. On the other hand, there's another reason in Machmir, because the Rishonim themselves didn't come to a clear conclusion. He said there are two different types of suffix in the world, right? Sometimes there's a suffix in the facts. That's a suffix, say, when there's a suffix, we just don't know we're missing information, that's not called a Sveika Adamon. That's not a Suffolk Adamon Lakula. Okay, so the Chayadim writes in the Binas Adam, Sharkua, Kholi Sveika, Uska 62. The Dafka Sveika Adamon, Istapik on Ma'omru Be Kamoy. We're not sure what the Rishonim, or the Rishonim themselves argue about it. We don't know what the halacha is. That's not called a Suffolk. Okay, that's a Suffolk Chisor Chachma. We don't know. So Ein Lahakel. Okay, further, the Mordechai in Abu Lazar, last back to Remez, third paragraph, so Chas Apo, Remez Taftuf Nundalim, he says, Isn't Shanafo Bekadera? Right, some tray for meat fell into a pot. And then into a pot of soup. The Acha Acharkach Nishbechu Hamayim. Then it spilled. So the Loya Adina, we don't know whether it was Shishim or not. Okay? Not the whole thing spilled, but it's apparently, we don't know whether it was Shishim or not. So do we say it's a Sveika Adamon Lakula? He says, well, one second, that's not Sveika Adamon Lakula, because that's not a Suffolk. He says, Ein Zeh Karasoi Dovashah Chacham Yichol Lebar, the fact that we're Tipshim, so to speak, we don't know, that's not a Suffolk. The Radvaz writes like that in two Tshuvas. Chelek Gimel Simen Tuf Pehe, Chelek Zal Simen Yutes. He says, look at 64, Lo Amrinan, Sveika Adamon Lakula, Elechash HaSuffolk Nolad Me'elov. The Lo Yadin, Reichai Amayim, said, Kigon, he gives an example. Case in Gemara, you're shechted an animal, and now you got to check the innards, and now some an animal ran away with it, so we couldn't check it. But the suffix arose because of our lack of knowledge. We don't know who the paskin like. That's not a sake of a lakula. I don't know the paskin like. Well, that's yours. You figure it out. Right, go ahead, someone knows more than you. That's not Suffolk Dabon Lakula. Suffolk Dabon Lakula, where there are facts. The animal ran away with the lungs. It was, I can't check it. That's a factual question. That's Suffolk Dabon Lakula, if it would be a case of Dabonim. But when we don't know how to paskin, that's not so. So, Lachora, that's our kid. We don't know how to paskin. Right? Rishon themselves argue about it. And he says, don't ask me about Teiku. Teiku is different, and so on. Okay, and again, he says it in Chelek Dalitz in Yotes, 55. Alpha God say Lakula, Chani Milu Dovash HaSofek Baba Atzmo, HaVesofek Shenafo Mechisor Yediya, V'Hal Ozen Lakula Klau. Okay, so that's a question the Shulchan Aruch talked about in Tzim Tzadi Chesed Gimel. Okay, but again, in our case, I would say another reason, I'll just conclude with this. Okay, he says, so that would be a reason perhaps to be machmer, but I just want to end off, and I don't finally want to say this specifically, but I think it's correct. I'm going to go back to the original Gemara, right, and the original Rishonim. The Gemara never made a formal din derabbanan. You have to wait X number of time, and that is a machokas. This whole thing, it seems to me, was a gedder. It's a siag. It's a harchoka. The Torah says, I'll eat meat and dairy together. So practice is developed to wait, his father waited 24 hours. He waited, whatever. The Rishonim say you had to wash your mouth. Some Rishonim say, these are not it's academic discussion. It's halacha lemaisa, but halacha lemaisa in practice. It's not a din derabbanan. In other words, it's a discussion of, you want to keep away from the aveira. The main thing, as you kept saying, is not to eat the meat and dairy together. So how do you do that? He says, wait an hour. He says, wait this moment. But there's no fixed machl. It's not a fixed takana to a button to wait a certain amount of time. It's a practical matter, right? It's our chokat. De la harchikas adam in aveira. So memela, one could argue, if you're not sure you waited 6 hours, you can be mekel because it's not a din. You have to wait exactly on the clock 6 hours. I mean, that's the proper thing, but if there's a suffix, legitimate, again, we're not talking about a guy who's mixed up between 1 minute and 6 hours. But, he waited a long, probably was this close, and since there are so many other shitas anyway, right? In fact, the Dakar Chuba, the Munkajo quotes, it's like a sake, it's a double suffix. This for our guy. Number one, a suffix, maybe talking was 6 hours, right? Maybe he's not sure, maybe it was 6 hours. And even if it wasn't 6 hours, but there's other shitas say 3 hours is enough. So between everything, you have enough reason to be makel. So it seems to me that if it's a legitimate doubt, so then I think it can be makel if you're legitimately in doubt, because maybe it was 6 hours. Even if it wasn't, again, it's not. You see, that's the language of Rambam Kimo and Kishay shows or Korob was there. You see, the Rishonim were not giving you a fixed, time. It didn't drop on. It's got to be. They're telling you should wait a certain amount of time. Like you said, how do you execute this, responsibility? or this, you know, this to avoid meat and dairy, right? We want to, like Mishnah, for example, don't even put on the same table. You know, they're different things. So these are things which we want to stay away from the Aveira of eating dairy and meat together. It's a chosh of Aveira, important Aveira. We want to stay away from meat and dairy. So when you stay away from it, you wait a certain amount of time. Wash your mouth. I said, no, they say better way to the Zohar or to compromise. The whole sheet of the Taz, it's a compromise. Where did you hear that from? You know, that's a... Yeah, because it's not really... They wanted to do something so they could minig develop to wait an hour. So Ramos said was the minig aposha with the wise man. He recommends 6 hours. Okay, we have reasons for it. But at the end of the day, it seems to me that in our case, there's room to be made. Just, you know... because this din of waiting between meat and dairy is a hachaka. I'm not minimizing. We should all, but a guy's acts in a legitimate doubt, I think there's one to make him. Okay.